Well, good day, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we would love to hear from you on this edition. The toll-free number, of course, 844-322-2742 is good in the U.S. and Canada. Something going on in your life you'd like to discuss with us? We'd like to point you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution of the person of Jesus Christ. If you have a simple Bible question, or maybe not so simple after all, this is a good time to call through at 844-322-2742 and let us address it on this edition of Basic Gospel, because it is Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob, and happy Tuesday to you.
Indeed.
So glad to be in the studio with you today, and we're glad to have you, our listeners, along for this 30-minute journey. Actually, it's a 25-minute journey.
That's right.
Called Basic Gospel. We're so grateful you've allowed us to be a part of your life, and thank you for being a part of ours. Today, I want to talk about a verse that's really meaningful to me. It's John 1:18. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known. So there's lots of reasons why Jesus Christ came into this world, but this one is of particular significance to me. He came to make God the Father known to us. And that is so important because Satan and his band of demons and the spiritual forces of darkness, they've been on a misinformation campaign since the very beginning of time. They've been a propaganda machine trying to give us wrong information about God.
Right.
And we buy into it. We buy into it hook, line, and sinker. So in our own hearts and minds, we think of God as an angry God, a judgmental God, a vengeful God, a mean God, a violent God, a distant God, a no matter what you do, you will never please me type of God. That's just some of the things that we come up with as far as what our understanding of God is. And all of that is based on our own sin, the fact that, we're hostile toward God and enemies in our own minds, and based on all the misinformation that's out there in the world. So we're bombarded from all sides, from inside and out, until we see the truth in the person of Jesus Christ. When we look into the face of Jesus Christ, we see the truth about God. And the truth about God is this, that he is love. Now, we're not going to know that just in and of ourselves. Our intellects aren't going to be able to figure that out. That's something that has to be revealed to us. It's kind of interesting when Paul was in Athens, he went to talk to the philosophers, and there in the middle of that public square, they had idols all around, and at the very center of it, they had this altar, and the inscription on it was this, to an unknown God.
Right.
And so Paul said to this unknown God, I'm here to make him known to you. And he began to tell them about Jesus Christ, the fact that he died, was buried, was raised from the dead, and in being raised from the dead, that God the Father announced that he was both Lord and God.
Yeah.
And so Paul was there to make God the Father known through the person of Jesus Christ. Well, for all of us, we know God exists, but he's an unknown God until the message concerning Christ hits our hearts. And when that message concerning Christ hits our hearts, we know what God is like. In 1 John 4, we read this, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. So we know God. That knowledge has been deposited in our hearts by Jesus Christ himself. And what is that knowledge? Well, it's the fact that God is love. Where do we learn that about God? We learn it in the person of Jesus Christ. When we see Christ on the cross, we see a demonstration of the love of God for you and me.
Right.
So we have that knowledge. And guess what? The world needs the truth about God, and we have that opportunity to allow Christ to use us as vessels to share that knowledge with the world.
Yeah.
Give them the truth, to just eliminate all that misinformation and point them to the truth that God is love as revealed to us in Jesus.
Bob, what are you holding in your hand?
Well, I'm holding a copy of our 30-day devotional, Jesus. It is a part of our Hear It, Believe It, Live It series. It is our gift to you this month, our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel. Like I said, if you want to know the one true God, you're going to have to know him through Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, when you know the one true God, then you know everything that you need to know as far as how to live life, what your purpose in life is all about, why you're here. All of those things just fall into place when you get connected to the one true God. Mm-hmm. This 30-day journey to knowing God and the person of Jesus Christ will absolutely change your life and revolutionize it from the inside out. We want to put it in your hands. It's our gift, our way of saying thank you for your gift to Basic Gospel this month.
And you just make my job so easy. Thank you for that. I have a question for you. You know, as we approach the election and after the election, as a matter of fact, so many people came out on YouTube and other venues professing that they are prophets, and that Donald Trump was surely going to win the election, that Sidney Powell was going to release the Kraken, that Rudy Giuliani was going to prevail in the Supreme Court, and Donald Trump definitely would be president. They had seen visions, they had had dreams, and God had appeared to them in person, and all of them just fell by the wayside.
Yes, they did.
And so proclaiming themselves to be prophets, I think they proved one thing. They are not prophets. But tell us what a true prophet really is, Bob.
Well, a true prophet is somebody that points people to Jesus. I mean, that's what the prophets of old did. When we think of Isaiah and Jeremiah and Daniel, certainly they foretold the future concerning events that were going to take place as far as Israel were concerned. But those were all underneath this big umbrella of God's testimony concerning his son. So when you examine the prophets, scour through the pages of the Old Testament, you're going to see 300 or more prophecies concerning Jesus Christ. When Jesus came on the scene, he fulfilled all of those prophecies. So that was important for God to get that message concerning his son out to the people, and he used the prophets to do that. Well, now the gift of prophecy, as far as one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, God is going to use that in people's lives to help point this generation to the person and work of Jesus Christ. It's going to be a very clear clarion call to people, individuals, to nations, to look to Jesus. And in Jesus, you're going to see the truth.
Yeah.
So that's what a prophet is all about, is telling the truth about Jesus in such a clear, powerful way. It can cut through all of the cultural confusion and help people see clearly what the message of God is for the world today.
And you have detailed that in a brand new YouTube video called The Gift of Prophecy. And friends, we want you to take advantage of it. You'll find it when you visit basicgospel.net/YouTube. The Gift of Prophecy by Bob Christopher. I hope you'll go there as soon as possible.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to our phone lines. We're going to start in Garland, Texas, and talk with Terry. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
You're on the air, my friend.
Yes, sir. I was going to ask you, if you've never been baptized before, is it important to be baptized?
Well, as far as your salvation, Terry, it's not important. It's not a part of the gospel message. When you receive Christ, Terry, you were baptized by the Holy Spirit into Christ. So you were placed into Christ. You were once in Adam. Now you're in Jesus. And so you've been baptized into his death, into his burial, into his resurrection. So you're saved. You belong. You're part of the people of God, the family of God. Now, water baptism is a way that we can celebrate that. So you can celebrate what Christ has done for you through his death, burial, and resurrection in that sacrament of baptism. So you're confessing to the world that, hey, you've been identified with Christ. So you're announcing that as a way of celebrating what Christ has done. And then those who get to witness that, they get to celebrate with you and to rejoice that you're now a part of the family of God. So water baptism is really a celebration. It's not a part of the gospel. Paul made that abundantly clear in his first letter to the Corinthians. He said, Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. And if baptism was a part of the gospel, man, Paul would have been baptizing everybody. But there in this letter, he said, you know, I thank God I didn't baptize any of you. And then he kind of stops and says, well, I did baptize Crispus and Gaius and the household of Stephanas. But other than that, I didn't baptize anybody. Why? Because God sent me to preach the gospel. And the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So, Terry, if you've been identified with Christ, if you've called upon him, you're saved. And being baptized in water is just a way that you can celebrate what Christ has already done for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, keep us posted. If you do get baptized, let us know about it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Terry, thanks for your call. We sure appreciate it.
Yeah. Bob, we had this question from Darlene. She says, I was reading Ephesians 6, 1 through 2, 1 and 2, where Paul tells children to obey their parents, and he quotes from the first commandment, honor your father and mother. I thought we weren't under the Ten Commandments anymore. Can you explain to me why he would use that?
Well, because it just makes sense.
It really does.
I mean, it's just how we're to live life. I mean, you can choose to rebel against your parents, and that's never going to work out too well.
Not too well.
Or you can choose to honor them, and I think that's the way that life is going to be best lived as children in a household with a mom and a dad, is to listen to them, to honor them, to be grateful for them. That's just common sense. So you are right. We're not under the law. We couldn't keep the law. We couldn't live up to it to be made righteous. No one will be declared righteous through obedience to the law. That's an impossibility. So Christ came into the world. He fulfilled the law on our behalf. And now our life is a life of faith in Jesus Christ. But as far as families are concerned, there's certain attitudes and things that we should hold to as far as learning to live in harmony one with another. And so there are attitudes and actions that husbands are to take toward their wives, the same for wives toward their husbands, same for parents or moms and dads toward their kids, and then kids respond and honoring their mom and dad. So that's just for the sake of living in harmony as a family. Yeah. So it's good common sense.
Yes, indeed. Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis. We want to hear from you. The lines are wide open at 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Robert is watching us on our YouTube channel, and he's asking about a passage out of Colossians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23. It says this: he has now reconciled us in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present us holy and blameless and above reproach before him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. So Paul went into the city of Colossae, and he proclaimed the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he talked about the reconciling work of Jesus through his death on the cross, the fact that he has removed the barrier that stood between God and man and has made it possible for God and man to be reunited, for man to experience eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. So Paul brings that message into that city, and he's delivering that to the people. Well, there's a lot of other messages going forth in the city of Colossae as well, messages about worshiping angels, messages about keeping Sabbath days holy, and messages about this, that, and the other. And so they were contemplating all of those different things. As a matter of fact, in chapter 2, Paul warns them, see to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world. So what Paul is saying in this verse is simply this: if indeed you continue in the faith. He's saying, I don't know if you're going to fully embrace the good news. You may be one of the ones that gets taken captive by hollow and deceptive philosophies. You may be one of the ones that comes to the point and says, no, I'd rather make a special day important and follow rituals and follow rules and regulations and human precepts and teachings and those sort of things. So he's saying, hey, Christ is the preeminent one. In him is reconciliation. In him is life. In him is the hope of glory. And you experience that by grace through faith. Yeah. If you just come to the edge and kind of entertain this gospel, you think about it a little bit and then you shrink back to something else. Mm-hmm. That's what Paul is saying here. Don't shrink back.
Yeah.
Really believe this good news and become a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Bob, for that. And we appreciate hearing from Robert. Friends, if when you hear us say, hear it, believe it, live it, it's more than just a phrase that we use here at Basic Gospel. What we're referring to is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our purpose is to help our listeners hear, believe, and live in that message of Jesus Christ, his life every day, the one who loved us and gave himself for us. And that purpose could not be fulfilled, of course, without your help. So to say thank you for supporting Basic Gospel this month, we want to send you a brand new devotional that Bob talked about earlier on the broadcast. It's called Jesus, a 30-day devotional. As always, you can donate at basicgospel.net, and we hope you'll do that now. As you make your gift, please be sure to request your copy of Jesus, the 30-day devotional. It's our way of saying thank you for your contribution, for your support of Basic Gospel. Bob?
Well, thanks. We're going to go to our phone lines to Kat, who's listening to us in Canada. Hi, Kat.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Hey there.
I'm going through a lot today. There's a couple of neighbors where I live that are just doing really, really bad stuff. And I guess I'm just finding it very, very difficult to love them. And I know that you were just saying that we can't love anybody unless we're loved first from the Lord. So I have been praying today that I would understand better or just come to a new understanding of how much I'm loved by the Lord, loved by Jesus. And I don't know, it's just very difficult here. And sometimes I keep saying, Lord, please, I just want to move out of this place where I live. It's just getting so difficult, and especially with the COVID. And here in Canada, we've got a lockdown, and it's just like I've been praying and praying and praying, and it's hard to sleep at night, too, because of the different neighbors that live here. And one of them loves the Lysol, but too much, and it's really affecting my health. And so I've been getting in touch with the housing where I live, but it's a very slow process, I guess, because a lot of the people that live in the building are, a lot of them are from the street, but also from a men's shelter that used to be up the street from me, but then they moved out to Waterloo. So a lot of these men, I guess, because of the lockdown and because we got a lot of snow here, it's just kind of difficult, and I stayed in today because I just been doing other things too. And
yeah, Kat, you've got a lot going on there, just a lot, and we understand that. Let Bob address those issues with you.
Yeah, Kat. So, okay. as we don't want to base God's love for us on circumstances that we're going through. We don't want to base his love for us on the feelings that we are having at any given situation. Those feelings can go all over the place. So we have to start with what we know to be true. And what we know to be true is that God demonstrated his love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. So we see the love of God in the person of Jesus Christ, and that's our foundation. And we start to ask some questions. Well, what did Christ's death on the cross accomplish for me? Well, Christ's death on the cross accomplished for you forgiveness of sins. He cleansed you by his blood. He forgave all of your sins. He took them away once and for all. And then he declared you righteous in God's sight. So that's the work of the cross as far as your benefits are concerned. Well, God not only died for your sins, Jesus not only died for your sins, he died for those people that you're having trouble loving in your apartment building. And that's how you begin to see people in a different light when you start to see them in light of the cross of Jesus Christ. He loved them. He demonstrated his love for them and that he died. And because of that, then you begin to have a little different perspective toward them. So everything has to go through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as it does, it begins to change your perspective on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, indeed. Kat, thanks for your call. We hope that's a help to you. Bob, we had this call that came in overnight.
Hi, I'm trying to form my question. Does God's date, is he tied to only our Earth's 24-hour day, or could his day have been a little bit longer than 24 hours? Thank you so much, and God bless your work.
Well, thank you so much, and thanks for the question. You know, this is as our friend John Lennox wrote in his book, or titled his book, 7 Days That Divide the World. There is so much discussion, so much debate on creation. So there's a difference between, young Earth and old Earth. So there are many Christians that believe, this universe is billions and billions and billions of years old, and they look at the creation story, and they have different frameworks that they apply to that story to somehow make it fit what science may be saying. Others who would say, no, these are 6 24-hour days, and we believe the Earth is young. And that was kind of the prevailing thought for many, many years until probably the last 100 or so. But I think as far as the creation story is concerned, it's very clear. It's morning and evening. He's talking about a day as we would know it. He verifies that in the commandments when he talks about 6 days you shall work and on the seventh day you should rest. And he compares that to creation. So I don't see any problem looking at that and saying, hey, those were 6 days, 6 days that we would know, 24-hour days. And that's not beyond God's capabilities of speaking the world into existence in a 6-day period. I mean, he could have done it in a second if he so chose, but he chose to do it the way he did it. And it really sets kind of a pattern for our lives as well as human beings.
Yeah. I had mentioned in my piece inside the studio a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about the eclipse, but you know what I'm talking about there. But it says when God created the heavens and the earth, he said he always also created the stars. It was kind of an aside thought. I thought that was pretty cool. Anyway, friends, thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If there's something you'd like us to talk about on tomorrow's broadcast, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742. Again, that's 844-322-2742. And please remember that Basic Gospel is a listener-supported program, and we hope you'll support this ministry with your gift to Basic Gospel at basicgospel.net. And when you make that gift, be sure to request your copy of our new resource, Jesus, a 30-Day Devotional. Again, you can make your gift online at basicgospel.net. We would encourage you to join the the stream on Facebook and YouTube each day. You can find links to both of those platforms at the top of our homepage, basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you to be back again with us tomorrow for a Wednesday edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.